Testing, testing. Hey, what's up? You're listening to the Don Lemon Show on X. No, I'm just kidding. This is the fishbowl. Don't worry. So apparently, Don Lemon and Elon Musk had some sort of deal that Don was going to post his podcast videos on X and, I don't know, get paid for it. I don't know why Elon Musk would make such a stupid deal after Don Lemon's fired from CNN. He's got no career anymore. He's just a podcaster. You don't need to give him money. He's desperate for attention. He can post his podcast like everybody else. He doesn't need a bonus for it or some special deal. The same with Tucker Carlson. Like, Tucker Carlson might have arguably had more audience to pull with his cult-like Trumpeteers. But after being fired from Fox, he was desperate for attention too. He would have posted his shit, no questions asked, no deal, deal or no deal. This isn't fucking cable, come on, it's X, it's Twitter, it's not even a real, like, podcast host, it's Twitter, it's the town square where everybody has a voice, even the town drunk, or the public idiot, the village idiot. Do you hear me? I have a voice. I don't know how I feel about Don Lemon anymore. Honestly, I'm starting to like him more, I think. Based on the Elon Musk interview. The one clip that the news is showing is Lemon asking Musk. Let's make a cologne. Lemon Musk. The one clip the news keeps showing, not the nose, the news keeps showing Lemon asking Musk about the great replacement theory as it pertains to Jewish people, which I talked about on the podcast before Elon Musk's tweet, which was fucked. Which was stupid. Oh yeah, he said that Jews were pushing hatred against white people, which is bullshit. White people have pushed hatred against Jewish people. You ever hear that guy Hitler? That's why Jews weren't allowed in country clubs until like the 60s or 70s. I mean, come on, golf. Golf was white until Tiger Woods. And Jewish people and all other minorities have just called white people out on it. Called white people out on their hate. Haters. So it's good that Don asked Elon about that freaking tweet. But Don Lemon is also kind of using the great replacement theory and the Jews and Elon Musk's tweet, all for his own publicity. This is the one clip he's taken out of the interview as a preview and thrown everywhere. If you want to be on the news, talk about the Jews. It's one of the few remaining taboos. But Don has also said a lot of stupid shit, like that time he said that some woman would be too old to be president when she was like 50 years old. Like, hello, our president is 81 years old. And the other candidate is 77. 50 is a fucking spring chicken compared to these geezers. That was so sexist for him to say. That was so sexist, Don Lemon. What the fuck? He even like doubled down on it. He was like, well, yes, women are in their peak reproductive prime during their 20s or something. Nikki Haley, that's who he was talking about. Nikki Haley is 100% in her prime professionally. She made it farther than any other Republican candidate other than the Trumpmeister this election season. She's probably going to run again next election season, and she'll probably get the nomination. Who knows? Nikki Haley might be the first female president. So Don Lemon, quit being a sourpuss. Sexist. Or Kamala Harris. She might be the first female president. She might be the first female president sooner than we know. And the Republican nominee next election will probably either be Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis. Maybe Republicans would just go with Trump's mini-me. That could be, it's like a safer bet for them. Safer as in more unsafe, like Trump. Donald Trump Jr. isn't Trump Jr. Ron DeSantis is Trump Jr. And now, like, The View had Don Lemon on and calling him darling. All those nice ladies are over 50. Does Don not realize that? Why is Don Lemon talking to all these women over 50? Come on, Don. Don't you realize they're past their prime? They do have a TV show while you don't. Maybe Don is past his prime. Don the Rotten Lemon. Now Elon Musk has tweeted, Don Veruca Salt Lemon, which I don't fucking get. Is that because he got kicked out of the chocolate factory? I think maybe that is it. Maybe I do get it. That's why Elon Musk is in a comedian. That's not fucking funny, Elon. You're not Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka was cool and made chocolates. All you make is us argue and electric vehicles and rockets. What else does he do? I feel like he does fucking everything. How many fucking businesses does this dude have? How much money does he have? How much money does he need? Now, Bernie Sanders is proposing a four-day week. How about a four-day weekend? I would propose a four-day weekend. That makes the week, what, 3 days? Let's do a three-day week. Who's a democratic socialist now? Fuck it, I won't make anybody work at all. I'll be the most democratic socialist. Most democratic and most socialist. And the most popular. What Bernie's saying makes sense, though. Apparently, American workers have been more productive, while still getting paid, like, less than, I don't know, someone or whatever. I don't know. So, like, pay the, like, Amazon workers more is, like, the basic point, which, like, makes sense. Calling for a four-day work week doesn't really make sense. It's pretty confusing. Maybe we should just pay people more. Like, restaurants better still be open on the weekend. But back to Elon Musk and Don Lemon real quick. Why did Elon Musk have to call Don Lemon Veruca Salt? Why not Augustus Gloop? Why not Mike TV? Why not Violet Beauregard? Veruca Salt was the girl who wanted the golden egg from the golden hen. And she was at the rich dad, and she was very spoiled. And I think it would Willy Wonka call her a rotten egg? She was the rotten egg. Elon Musk is like, come on, man. You saw I went to Auschwitz. I went to Israel. Don't ask about the fucking tweet. But Elon Musk should have to answer about the fucking tweet. Why shouldn't he have to answer about the fucking tweet, Mr. Free Speech? Come on, Musk. I thought you were the free speech guy. Speak your mind, man. It doesn't matter. Say what's on your heart. He said, "Well, the only reason I'm accepted this interview is because you are on the X platform." I almost said Meta. Everybody still says Twitter, anyways. It's fucking Facebook. Elon Musk is also trying to get us to like live on Mars, and I don't know. Do you guys fuck with that? Are you down to live on Mars? Is that something you would be on board for? Or you think this guy's fucking nuts? Leave a comment. I know you wouldn't catch me being the first 1,000 people living on Mars. Because if shit goes south fast in the beginning, those people are fucked. You gotta wait it out a bit. Make sure that shit is sustainable. Make sure those airbags stay inflated or whatever the fuck. How about the TikTok news? The TikTok may be banned. Man, we've been hearing about TikTok maybe being banned for so long. Just ban this shit already. Or don't. Just shut up about it. Let the TikTokers TikTok. Or end them. Fucking end the TikTokers already. End TikTok. Oh my god, that would be so fucking amazing if TikTok just ended. Please, God. But TikTok has like 180 something days to sell the app to an American-owned company. Word on the street is that these politicians want an American company to buy the app instead of banning it so that the government can use the data. The American government, that is, not the Chinese government. These politicians want our data for whatever tests they're doing. They do fucking research on us. They're like, wait, don't ban it. We can buy it. Someone buy it. Anyone want to buy it? Buy it, please. You guys, you got 6 months. Find someone to buy it. I guess in some court proceedings, it came out that TikTok had granted the Chinese government some sort of super user access on TikTok, and so they could spy on Chinese citizen. But there's no evidence that the Chinese government uses TikTok to spy on U.S. citizens. They have spy balloons for that. If the app does get banned, people who have it already downloaded to their phone can continue to use it. But they won't be able to make any updates, so they're going to start getting glitches and bugs. And the app will die a slow, agonizing death. It won't go peacefully into that good night. It'll go down glitching. What do you guys think? Does Elon Musk buy X? I mean, TikTok. He did buy Twitter. I don't think TikTok is exactly the proclaimed bastion of free speech that Twitter was, or the town square of dialogue that Twitter was. TikTok is like the town square of people dancing. There's some sort of party happening in this town square. Some sort of dance party. I don't know if Elon Musk likes to dance. He seems pretty awkward. I think I saw a video of Elon Musk dancing once. And he got, like, a lot of hate. A video was once released of Elon Musk dancing, and there was a lot of backlash. There was massive backlash. He got a lot of hate for it. Y'all made fun of Elon's dance moves. Now he's never going to buy TikTok. How funny is it that they put a time limit on TikTok? ByteDance is trying to sell the app in a buzzer beater. The U.S. government said, "Oh, you like the sound of a clock? Let me set one for you." You all know what Kesha said. TikTok on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. We'll see if she's right.